Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find a perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled, D-S-T-L-D, luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol. Use the protocol promo code office at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20. Not two, 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled promo code office. Five letters. All you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. All right. Well, listen, folks. Welcome to Office Hours. We're going to start the show right now. Well, good morning. Good morning from Glendale, California. You are listening to Office Hours. Hi, Mom. I see my mom is in the chat room. Kay Heidecker checking in. Alex Jones, are you out there? Dougie Pop is in the house. Why is the video? Is the video stalled on your end? I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
What's that, honey?
It says they're having trouble playing the video on Facebook.
Oh. But can you hear me? Can people hear me? Let's see what's going on the chat board.
Let's see.
This fucking Spencer, somebody keeps saying, let me try to refresh my end over here. Stalling? Okay, great. Oh, it's a good day here. Anyways, how are you doing? Who's this, Nicole?
Yes, it's Nicole. I'm doing good. How are you guys doing? Hey, Doug.
Doug stepped out. I don't know what he's doing.
Aw.
He's out. He's coming back soon. No, don't worry about that. And what can I do for you today? Let's get the show started.
So I am from Louisville, Kentucky, and I'm going to be flying to L.A. tomorrow to come to your show, and I'm really, really excited.
That is so nice of you to do that.
I know. You're like, I'm one of your biggest fans, and I love you, and I know it's like one of your – is this your last stand-up show ever?
Yes.
That is crazy.
I'm retiring the character. I'm putting it on film. You hear this, Doug?
I didn't know about this, Tim.
Well, this is news to me as well, by the way.
Hi, Doug.
Hi. So you can hear me good now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Oh, wow. We got the tech. We're
maybe
in,
we've got that figured out.
We've been in this office all week, and finally figured out the tech.
Yes, I'm not saying never. No, you know, it's never. I'm not. Never say never, right, Doug?
Right.
Tim,
right.
I'm close to DJ Doug Cowan retirement. Myself.
Yeah, because here's what I'm doing. What's this call coming in? Is that something I need to worry about?
This is your phone.
323. Let's take the call and see what it is. Hello? Hello?
This is an important message regarding your current credit card account.
Okay.
We have made several attempts to reach you.
Uh-oh.
This is your final courtesy call before we are unable to lower your credit card interest rate.
Oh.
All
right. They call me three times a day with that shit.
I get that all day long.
I'd love a lower interest rate.
I haven't turned my ringer on in about 5 years.
Yeah. Anyways, I've done these. I've amassed this collection of jokes
over
the years and bits and routines, and you're going to see it tomorrow night in Los Angeles. And after it's filmed and put out into the world, I don't know what I don't know if it makes sense to go out there and do those same jokes. And I don't feel like writing new ones right now, so.
Man, you know, Netflix or like what kind of medium it'll be on?
No, I don't know yet.
Paperback.
It's going to come out in paperback. Thank you, thank you, Nicole. Good talking to you, and we'll see you tomorrow. I'll be. Are you coming to the early show or the late show?
I think it's the one at 7, so I think that's the early.
Show. That is the early show. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Tim. Bye. Tim,
I've been
What? Synthes. Oh, I have an idea. I can mute this until I answer the call.
Diligently working on. Some new stuff all week because I'm stressed out because I feel like I don't want to do the same stuff I did on the tour and it's going to be all the same people that saw it.
It's true. It's going to be a lot of the same people. But let me try this new technique. It requires multiple dexterity, fingers going. Answer the call. Take it off of mute. Hello? Sam?
Hello? Maybe you can get a mute man in here.
Sam. A mutant mute man.
Mute man.
Yeah, what's up?
How's it going, man?
Good.
Come on!
My first time calling. Can't believe you're picking up the call. It's crazy.
Well, you won.
You won.
What good does that do? How about a congratulatory?
It's a real car crash.
Here's
a call.
I'm going to give a little criticism of DJ Doug Pounds.
I'm just getting warmed up.
But he's not listening. He's not in the moment. He's ahead thinking like, oh, I can't wait to play this car crash, despite it might not even make sense in the scenario. What if he would have said it as a first time getting through, I would go in congratulatory, you know, something big.
I'm just getting warmed up.
I mean, give me
you're
get,
coming
let me
in
get
hot,
warmed up.
Too. I think you're coming in a little hot.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Who's on the phone? Sam, go ahead, Sam.
Right. Sam, the floor is yours. How can I help you today?
Oh, I'm just calling in. I'm just sitting at home doing some practicing.
What are you practicing for?
I'm a trumpet player in Houston, and got to keep the chops up.
So you're practicing. You're a trumpet player in Houston. You have a? Is that pay? Are you working with a group, orchestra? What kind of trumpeting are you doing? Is it jazz? Is it orchestral? Is it classical? Is it modern rock?
It's mainly orchestral,
and
I do a lot of teaching too.
Where do you usually play your trumpet? Do you the symphony?
I play with the Houston Ballet and things like that. Mm. I get little church gigs around town.
That's
and,
cool.
And, you know, be teaching and so try to play as much as I can every day.
Can you give us a little sample?
Oh yeah, all I got to mute.
Turn off the Godfather. Let's hear a little horn. First of all, anybody sort of groggy this morning? You're about to get a little bit of a wake up call. Let's give us some tap or no. The bugle boy morning music, like we're in the army.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Yeah, give me some of that now. Give it to me now.
Tim, you know I can play.
Woo! Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the. What is that, Doug? Thank you very much. We needed it today. All right. Talk to you later, Sam.
I used to play trumpet, you know, Tim.
Uh-huh.
I bet I could still play it. Somebody gave me one.
All right.
I could just start playing it.
Who's calling in now? Is anyone calling in through the Google Hangouts?
Fourth grade through freshman year.
Anyone trying me through the Google Hangouts? Let me see if I can.
I was on the marching band.
Okay, here comes. Hello?
Jazz band, symphonic band.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Debbie.
This is Cole. Scary Debbie's a personal assistant.
Okay, what's up, Cole? How can I help you today?
Hey, I was going to ask you about the electric sun trowel. How did you get the actors from there? Because the judge looks really like, you know, an actual lawyer or
what,
a judge.
What actors?
Oh, they're not actors?
No. I don't know. What did I tell you last week?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, sorry. You cut out on me.
No, so I didn't.
The Electric Sun trial, those aren't actual actors.
I don't know.
No.
How do I know? Why would I know? I don't know what people do outside of...
Because I was just saying... I liked him.
You got
know,
off,
liked him
right?
So much.
That's the
judge
I'm not.
Was like,
I know.
The best.
It's the best
I've ever heard. You know, he was fair.
It's the best.
He was nice.
It's the best. Thank you. It's all the best. All the best. Wait, but sing along. It's not as annoying. Sing along. It's gonna be okay. We're gonna rock and roll. We're gonna have a good time. Oh, it's gonna be so beautiful. Oh, it's gonna be so beautiful. We love. I don't see where anyone's calling in anyways. Are you doing, what are you doing? Are you doing that?
I'm not doing that. That's you, man.
That's insane.
God.
Well, Skype, you've really done it now. This is crazy. I'm not... Like, I don't have any windows. There's nothing Skype.
Mute it or something before I lose my mind.
Okay.
Thank you.
Wow. I think I created some true art there. That was beautiful. All right. I don't see any place where it's telling me to answer on anybody. It's Skype has really shit the bed here, folks.
You should go to Hangouts.
Well, I'm... All right, folks, ladies and gentlemen, this is late breaking news. We are switching over to Hangouts to see if that makes any difference. If you are familiar with Google Hangouts, the way you can access me is going to Office Hours Live, all one word, Office Hours Live, right here on the Google Hang, Office Hours Live. And let's see if we can get any calls that way. Until then, I do see, hello, Devin. Devin?
Are you muted, Tim?
No. Hello? Anyone there? I can hear somebody.
You can hear it.
Devin?
Devin.
Hello, this is Dev from Tech Solutions.
Ah, Tech Solutions. This is who I need. I need Dev from Tech Solutions.
I was calling back. You guys were having some tech problems, and I had some suggestions I wanted to make to the folks at Office.
All right, the floor is yours. I could use a little break here. So give us your 2 cents.
Well, I think you should send Doug to training.
Why don't you go fuck yourself? You hear me? Your attitude sucks. Okay, gonna lose my mind. Gonna lose my mind. All right, I got some. I turned off Skype. Don't try calling me on Skype. I've got.
We have a problem.
Oh, this could work out nice. Let's see if this works. I could see people in the queue of Google Hangouts. So now I'm just calling them. So here's what we'll do. Give me a chat.
Mind, man.
Oh, Skype quit unexpectedly. No shit. I closed it. I
was out of my fucking mind, man.
Here's what's happening on Google Hangouts. Isn't this a great show?
Hangouts is the way to go.
Well, I'm calling David Tenenbaum right now.
We should call this Tech Solutions. Or
he's
tech,
not there.
Tech Problems is the name of the show.
Let's see. It's too much. We need Dustin is here from Feral Audio, and he's talking about getting a whole new system.
Shut the fuck up, you cunt!
Which could be great.
Whole new system.
David missed a call.
What do we start with?
Now this is all fucking frozen.
Oh, a full radio call-in.
That's what we need. Because we can't get into a flow right now. I can't get into... I want to talk about a lot of stuff.
We need screeners over there, too.
Look at this. Now, I'm trying to call David here, and that doesn't... This isn't working. Should I be doing this in... you are in this video call. Oh, my God. I'm here.
I simply don't know anymore what's going on here.
That's true. Maybe I shouldn't be doing this in Safari. Is there a reason I should be doing this?
I'm Richard Nixon in that ass.
What the hell was that? All right, fuck this. I'm going to start closing some windows. I'm telling you, folks, we're going to get into a good show, into a good groove, as soon as we solve, as usual, some of the many, many, many Google Hangout or tech problems. Phil, oh God, thank God, Phil's here.
That's the window you want to see.
Let's see it. Click to join the call. There's too many. I've got so much to say about technology right now. Phil, why can't I hear Phil?
Fill my ears with your speaker.
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, there you go. I was on. See, but now I get the. I'm getting rings. Look at this.
It ended.
Hello,
talk
are
to
you
Phil?
Phil?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, thank God. Can you calm me down?
Yeah, can I'll try.
Calm Tim down, please.
The way to work the Google Hangouts for anybody who's listening is you.
Thank you, Phil.
You click on start a conversation and then you click on chat.
Yeah.
Type in the office hours live at Gmail, and then there's a little phone icon up at the top, and you tap that, and that rings you.
So, Phil, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great advice. So far, if we can avoid lots of do-do-do-do-do's, we're in great shape. The sound's coming in great.
That's great.
So, Phil, can we talk about something else besides the actual meta conversation of how the show's working?
Yes, we can.
Change the fucking subject, baby.
Well, let's talk about, should we jump into the Twitter evacuation?
Yes. Let's talk about the Twitter evacuation. See, this is a problem.
Makes me nervous. Makes me a little nervous.
Talk to me.
What's
the
Twitter evacuation?
Look at this. Sounds for incoming messages is clicked off. Can somebody look at this?
I guess the same guy that designed Skype designed Hangouts where he doesn't turn.
Watch this. Sorry, Phil. Can you
go ahead?
Settings.
Tim, is there a thing where it's sounds. Like allow like call waiting calls? Turn call waiting calls off. Can you do that?
That might have done it.
Can you?
How did this go from you had it?
It was great.
Silent on all the shows before, and
I'll
now
you.
It's just become
I'll
a disaster.
I'll tell you. Skype updated their whole. Software, like they just it's a whole new OS for Skype, and there if you download, I can't believe we're still talking about this. If you download Skype, the new version, and you see the options, there's one mm-hmm. option related to sounds, and it says disable
right.
in-app sounds, which we've done. And folks, it doesn't seem to work. So Skype. Microsoft, Bill Gates, whoever you are, you monsters, you're ruining my life. So let's talk about the Twitter evacuation. Doug?
Fuck you all.
You're not paying attention to my life. I'm not paying attention to my social media presence. I know that now because in the past...
I don't do Twitter anymore.
You're with me. In the last 48 hours, I've made a big announcement at the end of this year, which is imminent, which is a couple weeks away, really, 12/31/17. I'm evacuating Twitter. Imagine the end of the Vietnam War, and we're in Hanoi. Not Hanoi.
The helicopters are coming.
Saigon. We're in Saigon. The helicopter has landed on Tim Heidecker's embassy. Give me some chopper sounds now.
It's coming,
chopper
of course.
Sounds.
Of course I'm on it.
We are. People are at the gates. Phil Braun is at the gates. Vic Berger is
I'm
at the gates.
I'm hanging on.
Michael
hanging
Ian
on
Black.
To the chopper.
And we are running towards the helicopter, and it is New Year's Eve. And all acquaintance be forgot. Well, I say, let's forget Twitter, move on. We're going to be in a period of wilderness, my children. We are going to be in dark, dark times. That's not the best sound effect, I'm afraid.
So naturally...
And I will, people say, why are you doing this? Should all acquaintance
the copter is idling, Tim, because we're all getting into it.
I've spoken about this in many different ways on this show for the past 50 episodes. My problems with their enabling of people like Mike Cernovich in particular. Their willingness, I don't know, at this point, is it just plain old encouragement of people like Mike Cernovich using their platform to attempt to destroy people like Sam Cedar last week and Vic Berger earlier in the year, other people he's used the platform for. And they don't seem interested in doing anything about it. So it's time to say bye-bye because we've worked on trying to see what's going on here. And then the other thing that happened was with when Donald Trump last week retweeted those videos, nothing was done about that. That was nuts, mm-hmm. right? I mean, he put out false information. It's just not healthy. It's not
Tim,
a healthy
just
environment.
To be devil's advocate.
And go ahead. Well, Phil, I think Phil wants to provide some advocacy from the devil.
He started it.
So go ahead, Phil. The floor is yours. Well, I know you've got thoughts.
Yeah. Everything you're saying makes sense. Everything you're saying is right. Of course, as everyone listening to this show would probably agree, it, of course, we're concerned about the OnCinema community and what a great platform it's been for that.
It
and
has
what
been
happens
a great
going
platform.
Forward.
But here's what I was talking to some other people associated with that show the other day. When you look at the numbers of the tweets, of the followers of the OnCinema, at least the engagement when people write back and really, like the tweets and everything like that, it's not the biggest group of people. And I feel like with a little work and a little good faith, sense of, community and a little organization, we could take that group anywhere, right?
And yeah, that's true.
Aren't we tired of looking at Twitter and like, why don't we? It's just another click of a tab. It's another site that you can go to that's a little more closed. I don't know. We have, like I said, I don't have exactly the answer. One idea that's not maybe very popular is to just use the Patreon platform as a place where those conversations happen. There is a sense that Twitter is in the real world, and these conversations I know are happening next to and in conjunction with like real conversations and real issues and news and stuff. And I agree that is great. But you know what? There's sacrifices are going to have to happen here, and we're going to have to it's too bad. All I can say is it's too bad. And it's certainly
better. You're going to let them win. You're going to let the Cernoviches win.
Yeah, that's right. I want to cede territory to them and say, you can have that. At the same time, encouraging perhaps Twitter to self-examine a little bit and say, is this the platform we wanted to create from the beginning?
But what is Twitter supposed to do? Police everyone's language?
Yes. To some degree, yes.
Because they do. They do.
I know, but they're not.
They have taken the blue check marks off of all kinds of
people.
Well,
we believe that they did some ceremonial moves to squash some bad press. But again, you have Mike Cernovich running rampant, verified, using the platform to attack and destroy people.
Who's one of the worst, too, by the way.
And I'm sure there's others out there, too, that are using it negatively. But so, listen,
you got to get the gorilla mindset. Then you'll rethink about leaving Twitter.
I don't care. It's just like, I'm gone. It's a negative place.
Let's quit Twitter. I don't care.
It's over.
Remember in 2009, Tim?
Remember
how fun it was in 2009?
We have to evolve. We have to change. And it's going to be fun. Maybe we'll look at a new site that's fun, fresh on our eyes. I'm sick of it. It's gone. It's over. And if Twitter comes out with a big revamp of their site and it's it changes the way they do policy, I'm not going to delete my account. But I'm encouraging people to – and listen, it's not going to work. It's not going to – like nothing I do matters. I realize I have a very small footprint in the world, and what are they going to, they'll lose a couple hundred people. Who cares? It's something to do. I'm trying to get banned. You saw me. I was trying to get banned the other night. I want to get banned from Twitter. I want to get suspended.
It'd be great. Go down in flames.
Yeah, go down in flames.
But it's actually heading. I mean, it's eventually heading that way because it's. And I've said before. I mean, Twitter's never made a single dime. They've never been profitable.
Well, you know my idea. People, You know my idea. I'm sorry, like Alex Jones in that new Vic Berger video. Just was it the best? It's the one of the. I cried laughing at that. By the way, if people haven't checked out Vic's latest, did you see it yet, Doug? It's long, but it's he does this thing where he finds he does this.
Where is it?
It's I don't know. Look up Vic Berger. You got to get this sound bite. It's about halfway through.
I'm looking
it's
for it.
It's Vic Berger, Alex Jones' latest video. And he finds this little moment where Alex Jones is talking and he starts going, or, like he said, you know, they can come at us from the left, or, and he starts repeating the ors. Or. It is, Doug, you're going to cry when you hear it.
Okay. But that's the other flaw in your plan is where do I get my burger from?
I don't know. Let's start Twatter. Can we start Twatter? T-W-A-T-T-E-R. Is that available?
Probably. Sure.
Oh, this is tough to find.
I can find it in a second. You'll see. I'll find it in a second. Anyways, what else was I going to say about that, Phil? Get Twatter started.
We'll work on Twatter.
Doesn't Dan Harmon have a? Doesn't he have a server that's just independent of the universe of the internet or something? Yeah, can he start a Harmon chat?
Yeah, we built our own. It might have been under 18. Yeah. They were pretty. Okay. Well, you know, and
so what you should do, Doug, is if you can,
I'll sit there.
December 5th.
Yeah,
does that sound about right.
Yeah. Get about how, if you could, can you listen to that without it coming through the show?
Yeah.
And then when you get to the or blast away. Anyways, Phil, what else can I tell you?
I don't know. I guess maybe we should just go to eHarmony or something and hang out there together.
I don't want to lose this wonderful community of people, and I'll still, people think I'm going off the internet. I'm going to live in a cabin somewhere. I'm still going to be doing this show. You can, if I'm promoting something, you're going to see it on Instagram and Facebook and wherever. And I will figure out a way so that and On Cinema is going strong. I think a lot of people would agree that the trial is probably the best thing we've ever done.
It was great.
With that in that universe, and it's emboldened us. It's encouraged us to keep going and pushing it forward. So that we're going strong in that department. People were worried. They said, is this the finale? You know, they felt like it was the finale leading up to the verdict, of course. But no way, baby. We are plowing ahead. All right, Phil,
good,
I'm going
to
take another call. And it'll be an ongoing, evolving conversation for sure.
We'll be listening. Thanks, Tim.
Bye, Phil.
Democrats, because they became so selfish. Or inwardly focused or Stalinistic. But we've got the big.
You gotta get that on a loop, baby. You gotta get that on a loop, am I right? Isn't that good or not?
That's really good.
Who's this? Hey, Dean?
Oh, hey, how are you?
Hey, good.
Good. I just muted the feed. I was just looking at. I did say hearing the Twitter thing. I was just on Twitter. I think Al Franken's resigning.
Oh, is that happening right now? I kind of want to pipe. Doug, can you pipe in live to that? I kind of want to hear him because I'm thinking we might get some tears. I always like hearing men cry. Can you pipe into some CNN live? That would be a great technology to have, by the way, Doug. That we can pipe in live so that the audience can get fresh breaking news live.
Here we are. This is live, guys. It's a shot of the room. No one seems to be speaking yet.
Oh, there's nobody talking. Okay, well, geez,
Here we go.
Over the last few weeks, a number.
Oh, this is breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. This is breaking news. We have Al Franken resigning from the Senate. Let's take a listen.
That affected them. I was shocked.
You are listening to Office Hours. We'll go back to
continuing coverage.
Responding to their claims, I also wanted to be respectful of that broader conversation because all women deserve to be heard and their experiences taken seriously.
They got a big problem. Trump.
I think that was the right thing to do.
Or,
I also think it gave some people the false impression that I was admitting or doing things that, in fact, I haven't done.
or
some of the allegations against me are simply not true.
Inwardly focused.
Others I remember very differently. I said at the outset that the Ethics Committee was the right venue for these allegations to be heard and investigated and evaluated on their merits, that I was prepared to cooperate fully, and that I was confident in the outcome. You know, an important part of the conversation we've been having the last few months has been about how men abuse their power and privilege to hurt women.
And this is a continuing
coverage. I am proud that during my time in the Senate, have used
some things are more important than office hours
to be a champion of women.
Yes.
And that I have earned a reputation as someone who respects the women I work alongside every day. I know there's been a very different picture of me painted over the last few weeks, but I know who I really am.
Yeah.
Serving in the United States Senate has been the great honor of my life. I know in my heart that nothing I have done as a senator, nothing has brought this honor on this institution.
Yeah, I agree with
that. And I am confident that the Ethics Committee would agree.
He should host SNL and just do that.
Nevertheless, today I am announcing that in the coming weeks, I will be resigning as a member of the United States Senate. I, of all people, am aware that there is some irony in the fact that I am leaving while a man who has bragged on
tape
about his history of sexual assault sits in the Oval Office.
Yeah.
And a man who has repeatedly preyed on young girls
campaigns
for the Senate. With the full support of his party.
Boom! Smack!
But this decision is not about me.
No, it's about the people of Minnesota.
It's become clear that I can't both pursue the Ethics Committee process and at the same time remain an effective senator for them.
Listen, it's just a... It's just as being a senator.
Let me be clear.
It's not that big a deal.
I may be resigning my
seat,
but I am not giving
things.
Up my voice.
He apologized.
I will continue to stand up for the things I believe in as a citizen.
Thank you.
He can go back. He can go to Twitter.
Senator, former Senator Al Franken, we welcome you as the third member of Twitter, a great community that is has very strict policies about anti-Semitism, homophobia. And you have to have a registered account. You have to provide your driver's license or form of two forms of ID. And Twitter is going to be a very healthy environment for fun people to get together and talk about anything they want, as long as you respect the other person you're talking to. And we're excited to have Twitter with us tonight.
What's the worst thing Franken did? Kissed a woman?
Who's on the call right now?
It's still Dean.
Dean, thank you for breaking in. Dean is our White House correspondent who broke in with this late breaking news story. And your thoughts, Dean, your comments, your thoughts.
I don't know. It's depressing. I mean, it's crazy. Al Franken's been around forever. And he gets...
Well, he's not dead. And he's served how long? He's served over 8 years in the Senate. So... He's I think he's done some good stuff. I admire Al Franken. I was really enjoying his last earlier this year. He was on a book tour, and there was all these great interviews he did. He did this long interview with David Letterman, that's online somewhere. It's like an hour, and those two were just very funny and genuine. And there were some tears shed, and it was just a very lovely conversation. If you can find it, I will look forward to I recommend it.
I got to say, Minnesota has some of the best politicians out there. I mean, some of the most colorful. You got Jesse the Body Ventura. He was like the governor.
Who else you got?
Governor?
Who else you got?
And you got Frankenstein. He should play this when he walks off.
That's for sure.
Just embrace the Frankenstein.
Well, didn't fucking Trump call him Frankenstein? Like, what is that? Can't that be impeachable? Does anyone think, like, because here's the problem. You don't want to start sounding like a Alex Jones tinfoil nut job,
But, you know, there was that story that came out, or when the first story came out about Franken, Roger Stone.
Roger Stone's joining us right now. Doug, you're going to play Roger Stone in this little sketch we're going to do. Roger Stone's joining me right now, and Roger, you have some information on Senator Al Franken.
What am I doing here?
You're playing. Oh, actually, you sound like you know more about this, Dean. Right?
Yeah. Right. I remember like when it broke.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the political establishment, Republicans and Democrats, are deeply committed to removing this president through any means necessary.
Well, I agree with that, but you have something. Hold on now. Mueller you have something to say about Senator Al Franken. You got some news on that. Is that right, Roger?
Yes. Wait, how does he talk? Does he have a high-pitched voice? He looks like a high-pitched voice.
Just use your own voice. You don't need to put on any voice.
I got some news.
Go ahead, Roger.
Pictures of him on a plane.
Well, you told me this. This blew my mind that there is a report coming that he has been molesting and being sexually inappropriate with women out there in his past. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
So that news came before the first accuser came, that Roger Stone.
Oh, said, is that true?
Yeah, he said like the night before she came out saying, you might want to watch what happens with Al Franken tomorrow. So oh, wow. Maybe there's some kind of, I mean, this is a, I don't know. I mean, I'm worried that people are watching what's going on and they're taking notes and they're going to be using this technique to ruin people. I mean, it's happening. Listen, of course, we believe the women. We believe the women. But people are going to take advantage of this situation, no doubt, and they may already have.
Tim, did you see the woman that accused him of, when he was posing in front of her? There's photos of her, like, grabbing a guy's butt and stuff.
There is?
Yeah.
Get that out online! Get it online!
No, it's online. It came out after...
sort of wasn't that one. Isn't it newer ones?
Newer ones.
What's going to happen is the left is going to eat themselves alive.
Maybe
they're
going to
eat their own because they are concerned about perception. They're on the right side of a lot of these issues when it comes to, respecting women. And the Republicans don't give a shit. The GOP are more than comfortable and more than happy to lie their face off. We're seeing it right now in Alabama. And they're very comfortable shape shifting into whatever gets them power. So there's no denying that. I mean, the one good thing about Franken resigning, of course, is it takes away one of their plays. It takes away one of their moves that says, well, what about Al Franken? You say, what about Al Franken? He stepped down.
He stepped down.
There's no tolerance for this. It's out of the. You can't use that argument.
You know who else stepped down from?
John Conyers.
But the voters care more, I think. I mean, the fucking like Alabama, more is going to win, but it's Alabama. The fact that he was even in danger of losing,
shows
that they care somewhat.
Well, that's demographics. That's the younger generation coming up and being more liberal-minded and being more, people, younger folks rejecting this. I mean, what's nuts about Roy Moore to me is that we're all focused on these accusations of pedophilia. Which is what it really is, which is very ironic because you have the fuckers like Mike Cernovich using the accusation of pedophilia, because pedophilia is as just about as bad as you can imagine someone doing. Right? That's as low. That's like cannibalism, right? It's like just sick. And but you have the irony of the real definition of pedophilia, which is sounds like credible accusations against Roy Moore. Is all everyone's talking about. But if the guy is like, that's just the tip of the iceberg with this guy. This guy wants to criminalize homosexual activity. He wants to, become turn this country into a theocracy, essentially. So
he wants to ban Muslims.
He wants to ban Muslims. Yeah, Congress. I mean, he's just he's like bad news no matter which way you turn him. And I don't want that to get lost in the discussion about him, because it's not like, well, if he wasn't dating 14-year-olds 30 years ago, we'd be okay with this guy. No, he needs to go. He can't have any role in our the United States Senate. Obviously not. All right, Dean, we are doing a political talk show today.
That's all the news I got. Oh, can I say one more thing, though?
Please.
before I go, it's a positive thing. So in terms of the trial, I just wanted to say, like, I'm actually a lawyer. And
oh, I might need you.
I know you guys don't want to talk about how you did it, but sort of the details of, like, the courtroom were just so dead on.
Thank you.
It's just completely incredible. Like, the setting up when everyone sort of filters in and takes out their binders and their laptops, it just, I mean, you could watch that for 20 minutes.
I know.
Realizing it was fake.
I'm very happy and proud of it, too. And thank you for, we've heard this from a few different people in law, in the law profession, that make us feel nice and proud of ourselves.
And the best, my favorite joke was when when the other Tim said, calls for speculation on the mother of the dead woman.
Right.
Genius.
And genius. A tongue twister. That's a good one, too. Yeah. Very fun environment.
Of course, bench.
All right. Thanks, Dean.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye. Doug, I don't know if you can tell, I'm in my tennis blacks because we're going to play tennis right after this.
Oh, I noticed.
You noticed?
I got my stuff. And I got a fresh.
You got some fresh balls?
Fresh balls.
Let's see if this works. David Tenenbaum, are you on the phone? Are you on the call, David?
Hey, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So I'm glad I got through with you. I see we had some issues earlier on Google Hangout.
I think Google Hangouts is working.
That's the way to go, Tim.
Yeah, no, I love it now. I mean, I'm doing it on my phone. I don't know if I'm doing it on my computer. It's just earlier, I think I was on Firefox.
Bye-bye, Skype. Bye-bye.
Where are you calling from? Where are you calling from, David?
I know. David's calling from Atlanta.
No, close. That's where we met, Tim, but I'm in Florida.
Florida, same thing.
Mm, close enough.
What part of Florida? Panhandle?
Or the South Florida.
Oh. I didn't realize
sunny West Palm Beach, home of Mar-a-Lago.
Mar-a-Lago.
What do you do down there?
You know, Tim, I've driven past it blasting that song on one occasion.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't here, but I was in the area.
It's getting into Mar-a-Lago. It's getting up into Mar-a-Lago season, right? This is getting into the time where he goes down there a lot, right?
Yeah, he was here, I think, Thanksgiving, and I think he's coming, I think, tomorrow or something. I think he's, like, at a rally in Pensacola. And then,
very cool.
Of course, he has to come here if he's in
Florida. Can you play? I'm sorry I'm giving you a lot to do today. But
Tim, somebody wrote me.
What?
She said maybe no one can join the Hangout unless they're invited.
I don't know. I got a maybe that's true, but I've
is
got
that why
a,
the phone isn't ringing.
I've got a I've got a backlog of calls on Google Hang right now. So let's not talk about this process anymore. Thank you. Can you bring up the clip of?
I just want to silence any.
I should have
voices.
Looked at, no, all should be heard.
What do you want?
I want the clip of Trump yesterday where it sounds like he's got peanut butter in his mouth. You know about this?
Yeah, that was weird.
It's you might have to. It was his speech about Jerusalem yesterday. Have you heard this, Doug?
Yeah, I did hear that one. Yeah.
So maybe if you can find that, I want to play that because that's a good time. And I want to talk about what that's going on there. I want to talk about what's going on there. What I have a debate with some friends of mine. I'm sort of comically defending the concept that it is dentures that are falling out of his head. My friends believe that he doesn't wear dentures. I think there's something going on with his teeth. There's certainly some kind of medication involved that's taking the saliva out of his mouth. If we can have some doctors.
Could be all the KFC he's throwing down.
What's that?
Kentucky Fried Chicken? The first thing I see when I look at this.
Is that an ad?
Oh, there's an ad, sorry. Okay.
But let's take a listen to this, and then we can take various...
What's that, KFC?
A variety of opinions about what is going on.
It's a very political charged day today.
Yeah, we haven't really been doing that lately, so I think, fine, whatever. This is if that's the direction... You know me, the direction... If the direction of the show goes that way, that's where it goes.
Can I be like the...
So today...
Listen to this.
Let us rededicate ourselves to a path of mutual understanding and respect. Let us rethink old assumptions and open our hearts and minds to possible and possibilities. Uh-huh. And finally, I ask the leaders of the region, political and religious, Israeli and Palestinian, Jewish and Christian and Muslim, join us in the noble quest for lasting peace. Thank you. God bless you. God bless Israel. God bless the Palestinians. And God bless the United States.
So he's
he's just old, Tim.
No, 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 no. Let's listen
to that. United States.
If you said, look at this guy out there, by the way.
The United States. Thank you.
Yeah, I saw a guy in a Jeep, like a fat guy, like a guy fat, like a
big
fat,
open Jeep.
Open Jeep, and he had a bow and arrow, like the quill from a bow and arrow as his antenna. I can't make that up.
United States. Palestinians, and God bless the United States.
So, if he...
Do you think it was... He could have had candy in his mouth. He could have had a Werther's original.
Either A, option A, he's snacking on some Jif or some Peter Pan.
Or Werther's.
No, I'm talking about peanut butter, baby.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
Or he had come from the dentist and he had just had Novocaine. That would be logical. Like, he had a cavity, he had some Novocaine.
Tim, we can't start, like...
Conspiracy theory.
No, we can't start going in on Trump because he has peanut butter in his mouth. We gotta stick to the...
Why?
Stick to the dish. I don't know. It's like when people start making fun of his small hands or something. It's like, I know, come on.
But
like,
that... Can you... Are you proud
don't,
of...
Don't be acting
are
like...
You are you a proud American today, having just heard your president speak in that way, in that manner?
No.
Without any kind of explanation? Can anybody call in and defend that? Where's somebody call in? I'm going to hang up on you, David, because I know you can't defend it.
United States.
Who's there? Aaron's gone. I guess I'll wait for a green boy. Who's United there? States. Julian?
We could change. Maybe he changes the name of the United the spelling. Right. So United
I can imagine that.
Thank you very much,
Sarah Huckabee Sanders coming out. Well, look, we all know that the United States is very happy. Hello.
Hello.
You gotta hello. Turn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Julian, but I absolutely have to have you mute the stream.
Thank oh, you. Shit. Okay, yeah, well,
you, I am charging you with the responsibility of defending our president's oratorial skills.
That's right. Thank you very much.
Actually, he's not my president because I'm French.
Ooh, Dougie, give me some bless French music. What's going on, dude?
Ne me quitte pas.
Huh?
Je suis tout seul. Oh, my God.
If you're going to start speaking that French language to me, we're going to have big problems. Oh, he hung up. We have big problems.
Jen.
I know, he hung up. This was going so well, right?
Can I still play French music?
Here's Emma. Let's try it. Yeah, you can play French music. I'd love to hear any kind of music. So now I'm calling people. It's interesting. If this works.
You're calling people now?
Yeah. Because I said it missed a call from them, so.
Should we call Jay Weingarten, see what he's doing?
I'd love to call Jay. Actually, I wonder if you could call him. Can you call him?
Yeah, but it might be the situation where...
Hello? So Emma's not picking up. Let me try this. No. Emma? No. I'm telling you, man. Dustin, we got to figure this out. We'd have a great show if this was just calls flying in. Well, it's just, it's stalled. Somebody, there's just, I don't know. Kyle, let me try Kyle. Hello? Who's this?
You're calling me, sir.
Oh, fine. Well, hello.
That was Jay.
Okay, we'll call Jay.
How's it going?
Sorry, Beck. Is this L. Beckner?
This is Al Beckner.
How what's the L stand for?
Loser.
Are you done?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was good, though.
Where are you calling from? Where am I calling you from? And what can I
I'm
do for
in
you today?
Portland, Oregon.
Oh, very cool.
Yes, yes.
Well, what can I do for you, dude?
Well, let's see. You called me, so...
Well, you called me first. I didn't just pick you out of a fucking hat.
I messaged you to test your. Everyone was making your thing go
off. All right, listen. You're very, very, very. I know I'm coming in kind of aggro, but you are too, and that don't work.
Well,
that don't
let's
work.
Let's start over.
Okay.
So,
Lewis, the floor is yours. Or should I say, Larry?
Lyndon.
Hmm. Cool. You don't meet a lot of Lyndons these days. Lyndon. Lyndon Beckner.
Yes, it's spelled like the president.
Yeah.
My father was on the way to the hospital. I was born in Houston, Texas, and he saw a billboard with Lyndon Johnson's name on it and decided that he was going to stick me with that name for the rest of my life.
Now, what year were you born?
83.
What was Lyndon Johnson's name doing on a billboard in 1983?
Yeah, why?
No, that's a great well, if
the story's falling apart.
He's a Texas celebrity.
Right.
So he's got a ranch. He's
okay.
Got a
museum, library. I get it now.
He's a local celebrity there.
Understood. Okay. Well, cool for you. Good for you. That's a genuine. Okay. That's genuine. I'm happy for you.
I'm glad I was able to contribute this to your wonderful program.
I got a surprise for you.
What's up?
I'll show you. Hold on. Look what's in my small library of books right here. Lyndon Johnson, The Path to Power.
Wow.
So that's in my small library here. I've not. It's a big, thick book. Are you kidding me? I'm not getting through that anytime soon.
When I was growing up, teachers used to tell me how bad of a president he was.
Well, he's a complicated guy. Doug, read this last name here. This is the inscription here. Alice, go ahead, just read. Don't look at it. Just read it.
Okay. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Nygogorian.
Okie dokie. I tried to.
You tried to trap me, but I pronounced it alternatively than.
Respectfully.
Respectfully.
My shoelace is untied. Continue.
Lyndon, what are you doing and what's up in Portland these days?
What is up in Portland? Well,
what do you do there?
You don't live in Portland anymore, do you, Doug?
You never did.
I lived
Didn't
there
you
for
work here in Portlandia?
I worked there for a month.
Where's this going, everybody? I'm going to have to reel this show in. Thanks so much, Lewis. I mean, Lyndon.
So help me God, Tim Heidecker.
Christ, I just hung up on him, but he's still here.
He's chill. I like Lyndon.
I could
get
I'm
into
cool
Lyndon.
Guy. I'm very heavily medicated.
Why? What happened?
It's multiple antidepressants
nut
and
job.
Things like that.
I'm on the phone with a goddamn nut job.
Did you see Franken? You guys,
yeah,
we were watching.
Let me take a second here. We'll get my political advisor.
Franken? Frankenstein?
I'm going to get my political advisor, Ron Baldwin, on the phone, and we'll get his two cents on this issue.
Ron Bob.
Ronnie B's calling in any moment.
I already don't like him.
You already don't like him. Turn the do not disturb off. Let's see. I want to talk to Emma here. I don't know why she's not picking up. She's got.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I'm going to also be, if you can hold on for a second. Hey, Ron.
Hey, Tim.
Multiple calls here?
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out this Google Hangouts thing, but I'm failing.
No, you're hanging out.
Well, he called my cell phone, so I have him coming in that way. Coming in over here. So, I don't know what to tell you about that, Ron. Hold on, excuse me! Excuse me! I don't know what to tell you what to do about the Google Hangouts. Maybe, Emma, are you there?
Yes,
I'm here.
Emma, can you explain how you were able to call into Google Hangouts and not my friend Ron?
I was in the Google Hangouts app on my mobile.
Yeah, you got to get the app, Ron. Got to get the app. Sorry, buddy.
You just turned them down. Somehow.
I don't know how that happened. Anyways, Ron,
exactly.
Did you watch the Franken resignation?
Yes, I did.
Your feelings and thoughts and perspective
I,
and analysis.
I thought, of course, I'm disappointed. I thought it was great that he took the opportunity to point out the irony of him resigning and, you know, the president having admitted on audio tape
exactly.
that he had sexually harassed women.
Right.
Sitting in the Oval Office.
Well,
and
the question is,
was that really Donald Trump's voice? In that tape, because
there's some debate about that. I think there's some new compelling evidence that if you listen to his latest speech where he pronounces the United States, that's
not his voice.
The real voice of Donald Trump, if he would have said, if we can get the transcript of the Access Hollywood tape, it would have sounded something like this.
He's grabbed my pussy, and That's what you do. When you're a celebrity, you could do anything.
That's what it would have sounded like. If you listen to the tape.
United States.
It's run by that's how he would talk.
Yeah, I was mostly calling in to, debate you on the cause of the slurring.
The gangsters? Listen. Believe me, we have a record very good.
All right, listen, I'm texting with you all day yesterday, whether or not it's dentures or not. You know me. I'm playing around a little bit. I don't know if they're dentures. Who knows? But it doesn't.
Do
you have a theory?
I just want to make my case for your audience. I don't believe a man of Donald Trump's means and
Donald
stature.
Trump's.
Would be wearing dentures in 2007. He would have veneers or implants. It just makes no sense for him to have dentures.
What if he doesn't want surgery? What if he doesn't?
1935 or something?
I don't know. My grandfather had dentures. He had a full mouth of them until his dying day.
When was that, and was he a wealthy man?
No, he's not a wealthy man, and it was probably he probably got a full set in the 70s or something. So,
no, okay, well there you go. That's 40 years ago.
Okay, well, do you think there's a? We were just playing it on the show, and what sounds like to me is like a Novocaine situation. Like he had gotten a dental work that morning.
I really don't know the cause. You know, of course, I would like to think that it's, you know, neurological or medical condition
that is precipitating some kind of death, falling apart. Yeah. I agree. Does it trouble you as a citizen to hear your president speak with that inflection or that disturbing?
Well, I mean, obviously, they're the list of things that concern me about this president is a very long list.
Sure.
The fact that he may, you know, be suffering from a neurological condition or in early stages of dementia, as many people have speculated about, that certainly does concern me.
Do you feel like there's going to be any attempt by the administration to establish a new spelling of the word states to explain away the situation?
Well, if you saw the House Judiciary Committee's questioning of the new FBI director today, it wouldn't surprise me if they did try to change how you spell United States if that's the way the president says it, then that's the way it's spelled.
Right. Well, it's quite a mess we've gotten ourselves into, unfortunately, it seems.
Really is. It really is. I'm loving the show. I wish I could figure out this Google Hangout thing.
Well, this is a great way for you. Listen, you're a VIP caller. You know how to get a hold of me whenever you want this way, so don't worry about that. Okay.
Okay. Well, I'll just do it this way.
Okay.
It will be interesting to see how this post Franken resignation situation plays out.
Let's see how it changes the Moore race, right?
This was a political calculation of the Democrats to claim the moral high ground to be able to attack the Republicans for their support of Ray Moore and Fahrenthold and Donald Trump. We'll see if that works.
What is the future hold for? What does the future hold for Al Franken?
I don't know. But in his resignation speech, he certainly made it clear that his voice was not going away. I think that he is going to continue to be a high profile public figure for progressive causes. How exactly he does that, I don't know.
And
but he's not going away. He's not going away.
Finally, I lost my train.
My question
thought.
Is this: when Franken steps down, who steps up?
That's a good question. Does there does the governor of Minnesota appoint the senator?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
not a special election.
He made a statement. There's been speculation that it would be the Lieutenant Governor Tina Sullivan. So the governor of Minnesota is a Democrat. He will appoint someone to fill that seat until the 2018 election. It will be a Democrat. That will happen in the coming weeks when Al Franken resigns. A Democrat will be appointed to that seat.
Understood.
It will probably be the lieutenant governor, but that's not confirmed. Yeah,
this is. Were there any tears during the resignation speech?
11 months in is delivering.
Were there tears
from him?
No, there weren't tears, but his voice, it was definitely emotional. He was keeping it together, but, clearly he was very emotional.
Okay. All right, Ron. Good talking to you.
Okay. Well, thanks, Tim.
All the best. Let's get Jay Weingarten on the phone. Is he around? Oh, we should get Mikey on the line because he's in fire country, by the way.
Do you know how to call? You can just type.
Yeah.
Number in.
Yeah, I could. Let's try. I don't.
I can do it on mine, but then it'll come through. You know, he'll hear you via my laptop speaker, which would be fine.
I mean, I'm just going to text him. Can you call in to office hours for a fire update?
I'll try Jay on this just to see.
Let's see if he writes back.
You're listening to continuing coverage of. Yeah, we didn't talk about the fires.
Who's calling?
I'm calling Jay.
I see. We seem to have stalled on the Google Hangouts.
Yeah, well, maybe the thing that the girl told me on Facebook is true, where they need to be
resume.
Part of, you need to resume.
I'll take Zach. Let's try Zach. Hello, Zach.
Your call has been forwarded.
Oh, hey, Tim. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Hello?
Are you there?
Hey.
Can you stop that?
No, that's him.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Okay, now I got to turn on this.
Oh, not that again. Not again,
hold on,
please.
Wait a minute. Where did that.
No.
Where did that mute conversation stay? That's too bad. We were cooking there. Let me just answer this call and see if when I open it up. Hello? Wow. Hello?
Oh.
Why did that thing go away? There was a great thing that said mute notifications. It was like right up here, remember?
Tim, have you seen any new movies that are out?
There we go. Hold
any
on.
Any good movies out, Tim? Did you see the one, the Pixar with your kids?
Yeah, I saw Coco.
And?
It was great. Let me try Kyle. I think we figured it out. Kyle? No, no. Scum.
Dismiss. Add to cart.
Add to cart. Hello.
Hey, Tim.
There he is.
Look at this. Notifications muted.
I'm hearing all
see,
phones
that,
ringing.
That dismiss thing is. That's all you needed to hit.
Oh, okay, dismiss.
Yeah, that was it. Okay. Dismiss. Yeah.
That locks it in. Hey, Chris. I got to call Vic. Who's I got to call? What's going on?
Yeah. No. Not too much. I was wondering about you think it's a net good that Franken is resigning right here, there. Or do you think we're shooting ourselves in the foot?
I'm not sure. There's no way I can know. Shit, man.
Anyone there?
There's two people.
You having trouble?
Yeah, of course I'm having trouble.
Tim, there's two people on the call right now.
What? Oh, there are there?
Dude, I hear multiple voices.
Okay, it went away.
Oh, Jesus.
Hello. Who's there?
Hey? Chris Steele.
Who's this?
Chris? Who's the other voice?
Who's the other verse?
Is there I don't know. I'm still here.
Is there so. Chris?
Chris is here. I don't hear anybody yet. I just...
Holy shit, man.
Holy shit, Tim.
Like, let me just explain to everybody. There's notification, mute notifications for two hours. There. Why? Do you know what I mean?
Dismiss. Hit that dismiss.
Where's this dismiss?
The yellow bar right there.
Whoa.
Tim, you're going to have to step down from podcasting.
I have to resign.
You have to make a big press conference.
Can anybody fucking research this shit and get back to me about why?
No, we got to do what Dustin said, do full radio studio and just quit with this bullshit of the Skype and the
I know. I'm waiting. I'm waiting to do that for sure. I'd be happy to do that. Oh, wait a minute. What if I? No, that's not going to do. Not disturb on.
Stick with us, folks.
Hello, Chris?
Hey.
All right, we're talking to Chris. Where are you calling from, Chris?
I'm calling from Brooklyn.
Oh, great.
I'm sorry.
Greenpoint?
Huh? It's the Safari. It's in Safari. Maybe if I did this whole thing in...
It's Hangout.
In Hangout. Is there a Hangout app for the OS? Maybe I could do that for the OS.
Sorry, Chris, you're muted.
I wish Vic would call in. I don't know what he's doing. He's usually right there waiting for me to talk to him. And Mikey's not going to get Jay on the phone.
He didn't answer.
This is a disaster. What if I opened it what's the other operating system? I don't even have it on this computer. Hello? But why would it be working 1 minute, right? Settings. Mute notifications for... Oh, wait a minute. Mute I think I just solved it. Mute notifications for sounds of incoming messages for 2 hours. Try this shit out.
How about forever?
I just solved it. Hello? Chris?
Hey, Tim. Hey.
So obvious.
This ain't Chris.
There's two guys on here.
Why are there two guys on here? Oh, I know what to do now. First of all, fuck you for... I'm hanging up on one of these guys. Who's this?
Hey, I'm Zach.
Hey, Zach.
I hung up on Chris.
Yeah, Chris can go fuck himself.
Not Chris,
Hey, how you doing? I'm from Brooklyn. Yeah! Anyways, Chris, tell me you're not from Brooklyn. Tell me you're
not from... No, Zach's not from Brooklyn, that's for sure.
Zach, you're not calling from Brooklyn, are you?
No, wait. No, up from the Great White North.
What are you, from Brooklyn?
Come on!
So you're calling up from Canada.
Come on, do it.
That's correct.
Beautiful. What's going on up there?
Just at the lab today, doing some science stuff.
Cool.
And listening to you guys talk about all the meltdowns going on down south.
What kind of scientist are you?
I do neuroscience, but I'm kind of more in genetic engineering. And actually, that's kind of what I was interested to get your opinion on okay. GMOs.
Here we go. Scary GMOs. Time for me to get my hot take out on a subject I know nothing about.
No. That's what we love about you.
Here we go. Give me the question direct. You ask me a direct question. I'll give you a direct answer.
All right. Well, let's just start with the most common one. So how do you feel about GMO foods, GMO crops? Do you think they should be banned? Do you think they should just be not labeled at all? What do you feel about that?
I don't have a problem with it being labeled. I think that some version, here's this, this is good. There's been some version of genetic modification going on in our food for, here we are, folks, breaking news, thousands of years. We have used technology.
I agree.
Excuse me.
I can't agree without getting yelled at.
I am in the middle of a beautiful, beautiful speech about civilization and technology, and you're going to sit there and shut up and listen to it. Of course, you're going to agree. Of course, you agree.
Shut up, you baby.
We have been modifying our food source for a millennia. Since the technology created the ability to breed certain strands of corn,
That's really cool.
Well, what do you think about that, science guy, Zach?
Yeah, no, I 100% agree.
There we go.
It was like grass at one point.
100%.
Right?
So are you working for Monsanto?
So you want me to get in there? Now, listen, if you start getting in, I think it gets a little tricky when you get into them corn DNA and start making them mutants where they're resistant to pesticides and everything. But is there any evidence that the genetically modified food is causing any kind of problems with our own bodies?
I mean, like, there have been some papers from some labs that have done bad jobs of the science. They've, like, picked mice that grew tumors anyway, fed them the food, and said, hey, look, these mice have tumors. Right. So
dishonest.
The science isn't great. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, everybody's motivated.
The problem is we get into a little bit of a – I don't understand the science of it enough to really be – to speak on it, but you do risk the potential of changing the ecosystem of food and the nature by which but like I said, that's always been changing, and that and people adapt, and animals adapt, and other plants adapt to the environment they're in. So it has to be like anything else. It has to be done responsibly and with a sense of the greater good and the environment around us. And but the potential for positive effects is very great. You have, you know, the ability to feed the world, and that's been possible, even though that's not, you know, politically happening in a lot of places in the world. But the scientific ability to provide nutrition for the population we have is certainly because of some of this advancement in scientific capability. Correct me if I'm wrong.
No, yeah, absolutely. Make more food for sure this way.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, food's
this
good.
Is all
how about
I'm
people?
Graham.
Should we engineer people?
Should we engineer people? Absolutely. Yeah. Imagine a bunch of beautiful T. Heideckers running around out there. Left-handed, beautiful eyes, big belly.
We got to check your genes then, Tim. Got to see what makes you so great.
The man's a fucking weirdo.
Listen, like I said, that's the forward progress of technology. That's the forward progress of man adapting, and I think it's almost irrelevant whether there's a moral case for it. It's simply what's going to happen.
That's just what I'm saying.
Yeah. And I mean, there's big money in doing all these things, so you follow the money.
Yeah, we will. You know, we've been adapting and changing since the little micro bits came out of the ocean and turned into turtles. So we
don't you think, Tim, that we have to we can't just keep moving forward with technology that would enable us to, you know, kill ourselves. Right, Tim? We have to be able to be like, okay, this is we've gone too far now.
I'm going to clean up some cables while we wrap the show up. I think the ultimate quest, the ultimate driver, the engine of our DNA, the what makes us who we are, is to continue to exist, is to live, is to go out and to defy nature around it, and soldier on. And if we manipulate our genes and manipulate our capacity to, you know, need to breathe oxygen, for example, so that we can float around in space or be on other planets, you know, that's the driving force by everything we do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's true. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. And we'll take another call.
You may be smart as fuck, but I don't want to be your kind of smart.
Who was that?
Forgot his name.
Incoming call. Let's see if we can. It feels like what's going to happen is you guys can queue up and then I will call you. That's kind of the way this is going to work, I think.
I'm happy for you.
Hello?
Here we go again.
I think that's the sound of me calling him, I think.
No, someone's there. Sounds like
hello.
There. Are you there?
Hi, Tim.
Tim, hit that dismiss.
Where's the dismiss?
Oh, my God. That yellow bar.
This one? No.
Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hey. Oh, this is Aaron from Indiana.
Aaron, what are you doing? Push-ups?
I'm running out of my office. I didn't expect you to pick up. I had a couple things I wanted to say to you before you get off here. Tim, I know you're super sour on Reddit.
On Reddit?
But, yeah, I just wanted to tell you that the admins came in and cleaned everything up, and they gave me and a couple other guys, like, full control. So, like, the subreddit is totally positive, and we've got a lot of activity. So if you were to stop by...
I've noticed. Yeah, so. I've taken a couple. I've looked what's going on over there. It looks positive.
Awesome.
I'm not fully ready to jump in there.
I know. Yeah, I know you're really apprehensive about it, and for good reason. I just kind of wanted to let you know that, you know, it's a safe place again. So just if you ever pop through there, man, we'd be so appreciative.
Be careful using that
term. That's disturbing news.
Isn't it? We got to be careful using the term safe space, right? Because that's a.
I guess that's true.
It's a pejorative now.
The only other thing I wanted to say was 2017 was an awesome year to be a Tim Heidecker fan. You had a lot of great stuff come out this year, and also Doug being your co-host is pretty badass with the sound effects and all the crazy shit he offers.
I don't want to do an on cinema joke here, but co-host.
That's awesome. We just wanted to tell you again that Doug and everybody over at Absolutely, I hope you guys have a great Christmas and a good New Year. And,
yourself a
merry little Christmas. Bye, Tim. Bye, Doug.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
He's ready to get? I guess he's late for work.
Oh, he was
positivity, right, Tommy?
It's a good way to round out the hour.
Doug, give me that song. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Hello.
Hello.
What's up? Okay, well, that's on his end. This call is on his end. Hello?
Tim, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. I'm wondering, for what do you call it?
Thank you, Tim.
For the...
Whoa.
Okay.
Oh, my. I'm forgetting what it's called.
What is going on, man?
Tim has...
Whoa.
I'm on the spot, now I'm forgetting...
This sounds cool.
I like this. Doug, sample this. Tommy Potch, you're coming in really weird.
I'm in France right now. I think the Wi-Fi is fucked up here.
Okay.
You're in France?
We got another Frenchie calling in earlier. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but it's funny. I'm from Portland, Oregon, but studying in France for the semester.
You love it there?
I'm loving it. Yeah, it's awesome.
You in Paris or where?
Lyon.
Paris or Waris?
Lyon.
Oh, Lyon. Okay. Well, how can I help you today?
I had a question, but it's not really coming to me. What's the... from Patreon, you were trying to get people to help fundraise for the Oscar special, and I'm wondering which package sold more, the Tim head package or the Greg head?
No comment on that.
No comment? That's fair. All right. Well, it's fun to listen in, and I'm tuning in every week. I'll try to start calling in more. This is my first time. But,
good to have you, Tommy.
Yeah, thanks for picking up.
Bye, Tommy.
Au revoir. All
right, bye.
Au revoir. Clever. Clever shit coming in from my co-host. From now on. Listen, join the patreon.com/oncinema if you want to get exclusive access to On Cinema content. We're working on... the Oscar special now, starting to plan, the beginning stages of planning that. It's going to be a fantastic show. Listen, we got another call coming in, Chris. We got the show's winding down. I think every week we learn a little, we forget a little. We learn to forget. It's so funny how we get, maybe Chris is gone.
Who's coming in, Tim? Who's coming in? We'll
be out of sight.
Careful, we don't want the Facebook now to... patrol or to cut us off because we're playing copyrighted music. Hello Hey Andrew,
what's up, man?
Not much. How are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Long Beach, New York.
Hmm. Sweetly.
Hmm. What's going on there? Are you at the beach right now?
I'm not too far from the beach. About a block.
Okay. What can we do for you?
Yeah. I was just, it was a great show. I wanted to tell you it was a great political show. I didn't expect it today, but I loved it.
People love it.
And yeah.
People are loving it. Folks, what do you got then? What do you want?
No, I'm curious because, you know, I'm guilty of it too, criticizing Trump a lot. I consider myself a liberal, but, I feel like we need to criticize ourselves as well.
Okay.
There's a lot of problems in our own party, and sometimes we get caught. It's so easy to criticize him. He's orange. He speaks weird.
And, well, you can also criticize him for his positions and for his ideas and for not just the superficial stuff, right?
Right, but I think when the election time comes, people are they equate politicians as all the same, and sometimes
well, he certainly exploited that idea.
Democrats step down when it's their when they screw up, they step down.
When they screw up, they step down. That's their motto.
Yeah, when we screw up, we step down. There's a big picture of Al Franken. Get that billboard made.
Listen, I think it's become a cult of personality. I think there's a sense of we just want to get people, men and women in our government who can competently create a safe and prosperous civilization for us as citizens.
Who never kissed a girl when they were a comedian.
Well, let's not get in it. Let's not go down that route.
I think
listen,
the wrong kind
of, the what is the problem of saying, probably, let me spout. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exclusive Tim Heidecker spout. You can get us some kind of drop for that. Ladies and gentlemen, this is an exclusive Office Hours Pearl Harbor Day edition of a Tim Heidecker spout. We've got a country. We got a country. And this is my, I'm going to run for office. I told you I'm going to go back to Allentown and take that seat. We got a country. We got a bunch of people from different backgrounds, different religious creeds, including I don't give a shit about religion. How about that? Remember them? We got people that want to just live their lives. They want to go home, have a nice dinner with their family, watch a little Jeopardy on TV. We want to know that not only are we protected from our enemies, foreign and domestic, but I got clean water coming into my house. I've got an electrical grid that's not going to short on me. That our economy, our financial institutions are stable and being monitored by people that are not interested in grabbing money out of my back pocket, but they are interested in creating a stable society. We want to protect the weak. We want to protect the people, excuse me.
Corporate interests.
We want to protect the people out there who didn't get all the shots that I got. We want to protect the weak and the poor and the feeble and the sick and give them the best life that they can have and not be seeing, not driving down Silver Lake Boulevard and seeing people living in tents. What kind of country is this? We got men and women and children out there living in tents, eating out of a garbage can. We have more than enough of resources. We have the technology and the science to develop food and water and shelter for nothing. And we let these people live in tents under a bridge. Who are we? What kind of people are we? How do you sleep at night?
Preach.
And when we get up and we elect our men and women who serve in our government, I expect them to go to work every day to make this a fair, more equal, safe country to live in. How do we do that? We got to have a military. We got to have our men and women and our troops out there protecting our borders. They got to be protecting our interests. And we respect our troops, you know? But we also have to support and protect our own people here at home through
a bare minimum standard of living that makes life livable. When did we decide that life wasn't worth living? I'm not talking about some bad guy. I'm not talking about some bad guy who's been given every opportunity and goes out and shoots up a neighborhood full of people. He's got to go away. That don't work. But don't we just want to, don't you as a taxpayer, I'm a taxpayer, I pay a fair share of my taxes every year. I pay a big bundle because I'm fortunate enough to make good money doing what I love to do. But don't you want our taxes going to making a society that looks out for each other?
Handouts?
Yes, I want them handed out. Who gives a shit? Somebody can't work because they're sick or they're dumb or they just fucking don't
lazy.
Want to? Yeah. So what? Most people aren't. Most people, they get sick of sitting around taking a dole from the government. Most people won't get up there and do something with their lives. And I'll tell you, I talked about this before. You get robots to do most of the work now. You get robots to take them seeds out of the cotton. You get robots to put them cars together. So now what are you telling a young 18-year-old man who just don't have the capacity to become some fucking whatever, neuroscientist like we had up there in Canada? And you say, well, sorry, chap, we got a robot putting that car together. So if you want, you could, I don't know, stock boxes here at Amazon, or you can fucking shoot your brains out after doing 2 weeks of work shoveling snow. Or you know what? Here's $1,000 a week from Uncle Sam. Go paint pictures. Go write songs. Go write poems. Go do something nice for somebody else.
If the robots do it, then if they start doing all the work, then they will rise.
Fine. Give them the robots.
Let them have a shot.
Take the robots. Anyways, who wants to vote for that, Doug? You on my side?
Huh?
You on my side of that?
No.
Okay. Ooh. Guess you just want to live in this shit land that we live in now. You're just happy driving down Silver Lake Boulevard, seeing them tent cities.
No.
Okay.
No, that wasn't my voice. I agree, Tim.
Thank you.
Just someone else was saying no.
Who's there? Anyone there?
Hey, this is Alex.
Hey, Alex.
Calling from Seattle. I had a question for Tim and a question for Doug.
All right.
For Tim, I feel like the On Cinema plot just keeps getting crazier and crazier.
The plot thickens.
I know. How far ahead do you write?
I don't know. Who does it matter? A month? A year?
No. it just seems like a lot of moving parts. I don't know how much.
I know. It's getting harder and harder. It's like a plate spinning sort of situation. We got the deeper we dig, the harder it is to get out, but it's a fun challenge as well.
Yeah, I remember the audio version days. Those were good days, so keep it going.
Thank you very much. And your question for Doug.
Doug, how much better is this than working on The Champs?
Well, it's two different podcasts. This one is Callers, and that one was an interview show, so they're different. Well, they're both great.
I think he's asking you to make a comparative
okay, this one's 3,000 times better.
Thank you.
Is that what you want?
That's the perfect amount.
That's what I needed to tell Tim.
Thank you much.
Thank you much.
I hate when people say thank you much. anyone else calling in, or is that the show?
We got 3 minutes left here.
Yeah, I want to take it to the max it out.
You kind of went on your epic rant already.
That was some good filler. Anyone wants to call in? Call into the Google Hang. It's piping hot right now. Dismiss all. How about this? Alec, we just talked to him. How about Aaron?
I don't hear the ring or anything. Is that thing muted?
That would be a dream if we did. How would we fill the show without all these technical problems? This might be the thing that's keeping the show going, is these technical problems. Hello? Why don't we take, I don't know.
Doug, do we have anything to promote, plug, talk about? We got the sold out shows
tomorrow.
I mean, what's there to promote there?
If anyone's in Oakland, I'll be there on New Year's Eve with Brent Weinbach, Moshe Kesher, Natasha Leggero, and Aparna Nancherla and Andrew Michon. And we're doing a New Year's Eve show in Oakland.
These speakers were on the whole time. That's kind of a bummer too. What's that?
My 100th episode of the Poundcast.
Really?
Probably today or tomorrow. Tim was on it for a brief second.
Yeah, you did a fun thing. You called me as I was driving along. And
what I did on my show is I had people send me their number, and then I just called them.
Well,
maybe you could try that next time.
Let's see if we can get Jimmy Herring up here.
Then you don't have all this do-do-do-do-do.
By next year, by January, I will be off Twitter. I will be solving some technical problems here on the Office Hours show where you will not hear do-do-do-do, do-do-do-do-do. Who can I call? Maybe I'll call we're almost at 10:30. I could call my mom.
Will your listeners?
Why don't I call my mom?
Will your listeners stick with you through all this? Through all this tech stuff, are they gonna hang in there till we smooth it out?
Here, I'm gonna take a call. Hopefully, she'll answer. Maybe she's busy. I have a subject matter she could talk about.
You could just call. You should call her because it seems like the incoming calls aren't working great.
Incoming calls are okay. I gotta do better.
You gotta do.
Let's
better.
See what she says. She's writing. She's writing back. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now. Yeah. Yeah. Now.
Yeah, no.
Okay. This was a move from Doug.
Tim, do you prep?
No, I do. And no prep.
I mean, do you do like prepping? Like a prepper?
Okay. Hello?
Hi, good morning, hon. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
What are you up to?
I'm just organizing, going through bills and cleaning things up.
Huh?
To just... That kind of day. Just
getting her done.
Bills. What?
Are you playing any pickleball these days?
I was supposed to go this morning, but it was windy and cold. Everybody kind of bailed this morning.
Can you tell our listeners a little bit about pickleball?
Sure.
Get her done.
It's not as hard as tennis. You serve underhanded. It's a lot of fun.
Do you keep score like tennis?
It's different than tennis. You play up to 11.
Like volleyball kind of.
It's a little tricky. We're all getting used. I've only played 3 times now, and I'm finally getting a little bit of the hang of the scoring. And you're constantly shifting between the server, you know, the number one server, number two server. So I'm kind of getting that all figured out.
The other news is you've been playing Mahjong as well.
Yes, I am. I sound like the typical old lady, don't I?
Mm-hmm. Now, with pickleball, is the ball sour?
Is it what?
Sour?
Who's in the back?
He can't hear you.
It's in the brine.
Yeah. Is the pickleball, is it sour, he says?
You pull it out of a pickle
jar. It's a wiffle ball.
So it's not wet?
Okay.
All right.
It's a wiffle ball, and you serve it underhanded. You know, it's like tennis. You go to the opposite, you know, opposing side, and you can't go out of bounds, but it's shorter. It's a shorter court.
And you can put it on your sandwich.
Tennis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the other question?
He's just making pickle pun jokes. He's making jokes
I can't hear what he's saying, it's a good workout, believe it or not. A lot of people go into thinking, oh, this, everybody gets a good workout. It's a lot of fun, but, I'd say it's somewhat easier than, And you know, a tennis game. I think it's a little easier than that.
Well, Doug and I are going to play tennis right after this show. We're going to, right, Doug? We're hitting. And I got to tell you, it's going to be windy there too. So it'll be interesting to see how we keep control of that ball.
I think just everybody else had stuff on their plate on top of it was windy. Yeah, see how it goes with that ball. Well, especially you can imagine if it's windy and it's a wiffle ball. It's a little.
I can imagine.
Yes, you can. Okay. All right.
I love you. I was
a big help. I love you. And
we were having a lot of, I don't know, were you watching the show today?
About the first 5 minutes.
Oh.
And I got tied up something? Why? What
I don't
what
know. It didn't sound like you're tied up. Sounds like you're just organizing and doing bills. Seems like you can keep listening.
Okay. Oh, okay, don't start picking on me here.
All right.
I love you.
Love you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's a cool addition to the show, taking calls from mom.
You call my mom.
No, we're ending the show.
Next week.
We're done with the show. Listen, folks. Hi. I hope you enjoy seeing us. I hope that doesn't distract you from your... I guess you could just not look at the screen if you like just listening to the show, right? We thanks to our big sponsor, Adidas, today. I'm wearing an Adidas hat for some reason. Because, like I said, we're going to play tennis, so... all right. I guess... we'll just cover up.
God bless the Palestinians and God bless.
That's our show today, folks. Thank you guys so much for listening. And we appreciate all that you do. See you maybe next week. We'll see.
Inwardly focused.
All right, bye-bye. Feral Audio.